on peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice creamer, you screamer, we all screamer for ice creamer.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot? I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula, programmation Pierre-François, mixage Michel Thomas, aujourd'hui Paul Schrader.
As I went out one morning to breathe the air around Tom Paine's, I spied the fairest damsel that ever did walk in chains. I offered her my hand, she took me by the arm. I knew that very instant she meant to do me harm. Depart from me this moment, I told her with my voice. Said she, but I don't wish to. Said I, but you have no choice. I beg you, sir, she pleaded from the corners of her mouth. I will secretly accept you, and together we'll fly south. Just then Tom Paine himself came running from across the field, shouting at this lovely girl and commanding her to yield. And as she was letting go her grip, up Tom Paine did run. I'm sorry, sir, he said to me, I'm sorry for what she's done.
Dylan is the towering figure, not only over American music, but world music. Had known Bob, and then we had done a video. And so they were worked right into the text of the script. And I asked Bob if I could have these five songs. And he called me up and he said, I'll give you five songs for free.
Un scénariste et réalisateur auquel Bob Dylan donne 5 chansons gratuitement. Voilà le genre de reconnaissance que l'on récolte lorsqu'on s'appelle Paul Schrader et que l'on a travaillé avec Scorsese, Sidney Pollack et De Palma, que l'on a fait tourner Nicolas Cage, Ethan Hawke, Willem Dafoe et que l'on a côtoyé par réelle passion pour la musique les plus grands compositeurs de son époque. À l'occasion du cycle qui lui est consacré au Forum des Images à Paris jusqu'au 2 février, Paul Schrader nous a accordé un entretien exclusif pour évoquer ses collaborations avec Angelo Badalamenti, Philip Glass, Jack Nitzsche, Giorgio Moroder, mais aussi Bowie, Neil Young ou Springsteen. Autour d'un café et à quelques minutes de son entrée sur scène pour le lancement de la soirée d'ouverture du Forum des Images, nous lui avons d'abord demandé comment la musique était entrée dans sa vie.
Oh, that's a big question to begin with. The church, church education. I was raised to believe that if you had something to say, you said it in words or in music, not images. But the only music I really knew as a child was church music. But then, of course, the 50s and the 60s came howling in like a wind and swept all the young people away.
And did you start singing?
No, don't have a voice for it.
As a teenager, what kind of music did you listen to?
The pop songs, you know, Motown, and then of course, then it was the English wave, and then of course it was the psychedelic 60s, where it really took off.
Ce sont donc les chants d'église qui ont bercé la jeunesse de Paul Schrader, membre d'une pieuse famille calviniste du Michigan. Ses parents d'ailleurs lui interdisaient d'aller au cinéma. Adolescent, la soul, le rock et la musique psychédélique le propulsent dans les 60s, avant qu'il ne rencontre Martin Scorsese, pour qui il écrit le script de Taxi Driver et avec lequel il partage le goût du blues et des musiques de Bernard Herrmann, compositeur du Taxi qui les emmène vers la gloire. Paul Schrader, au micro de Certain MFIP.
Marty, in his earlier films, Who's That Knocking, Mean Streets, pre-existing songs. And so Mean Streets was all needle drops. And I thought that he would go that way for a Taxi Driver, too, because that was the only way he was going. But then he got the idea to use Bernie Herrmann to score it like he would a horror film. And obviously it was a very great score. And Bernie Herrmann died the day after finishing it. So he never actually saw the final version.
May 10th. Thank God for the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. All the animals come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies. Sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me. Each night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the back seat. Some nights I clean off the blood. 12 hours of work and I still can't sleep. Damn. Days go on and on. And they don't end. All my life needed was a sense of some place to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people. Follow me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm God's lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. Then suddenly, there is a change. June 29th. I got gotta get in shape now. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. The idea had been growing in my brain for some time. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up. Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Goodbye, baby, you're driving me crazy.
Goodbye.
You thought you had debated, but I was infatuated.
Goodbye.
Things ain't what they used to be. You can't do a thing for me.
So long.
You know I found a
new love.
Yes, I found a
sweet love. So long.
I found me.
Good love.
Yes, it's a
true love.
Taxi Driver comes Blue Collar, the story of three men who spend their whole lives working to catch up.
There's going to be some changes, man, in the union. Big changes.
Everybody know what the plant is. The plant just short for plantation.
I was on that picket line every day.
That's right.
I'm still paying the bills and the money out of bar to support my family.
The American dream. If you're rich, you can buy it. If you're anything else, you've got to fight for it. Blue Collar.
A Après Robert De Niro et Bernard Herrmann dans Taxi Driver, Ike and Tina Turner au générique de Blue Collar, premier long métrage réalisé par Paul Schrader dans Certain Lemphip. La notoriété acquise avec son camarade Scorsese, qui a souvent dit que Taxi Driver était plus le film de Schrader que le sien, lui permet de tourner ses propres histoires, en l'occurrence celle de trois ouvriers de Détroit, Richard Pryor, Yaphet Kotto et Hervé Kettel. En vrai amoureux du blues, il confie la musique de Blue Collar, puis de Hardcore, son deuxième film, à Jack Nitzsche, compagnon de route des Stones, qui invite Ry Cooder et Captain Beefheart en studio, ainsi qu'un étrange ancêtre du synthétiseur, le mélotron, capable d'imiter les sons de la nature. Une sacrée expérience. Paul Schrader.
Well, I was kind of a blues nut. When I came to Los Angeles, I fell in love with the blues and went to the blues clubs a lot. So, and I knew my blues. And this seemed to be a kind of a blues movie. And Jack Nitzsche was a very important figure in music. And he had done Performance, brilliant score, been working with the Stones. Peculiar man. But then musicians often are. So I hired Jack Nitzsche for the first two, and he brought in Ry Cooder. Captain Beefheart. On the first film, he used a mellotron, which was a prototype of a synthesizer. And there would be like sounds of crows and bees and tires squealing and wind. And they would have a keyboard and they would all be running. And then he could press the keys and you could play crows, bees, wind, crazy machine.
Film called Slave of Love.
What we got is just these here, what you see.
It's a short film.
They're all about the same. Would you like something?
This is the movie I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I just wondered if you've ever seen this film with this woman right here.
That girl? No, I never seen her. I don't know anybody.
Look, I'm trying to find... Who owns this store?
I don't know. Look, man, if you're looking for somebody, maybe you ought to check the Yellow Pages.
Wait a minute.
I don't know nothing, man.
Sometimes I feel when I can't go on. It gets so hard to keep holding on. When you hold me in your arms, things don't look so dark no more. If I stumble in the street, you say it's all right, and I believe, 'cause you're my guardian angel. You're my angel. In a place where there ain't no trust in you and you alone. In a place where there ain't no good, I found an angel, I found an angel. If I feel lost, she's right by me. I found an angel, I found an angel. There must be some place that we can go. I can't fight it, it's no good no more. You touch my hand and I realize I can't hold my head up high. If I stumble in the street, you say it's all right, and I believe, 'cause you're my guardian angel. I found an angel.
did you find her?
Wasn't hard. You surprised?
What do you want?
I would have thought that you'd live in a place with the...
This is my apartment. Women don't come here.
Je me sois un instant. J'ai surpris votre conversation.
Mais bien sûr.
Je m'appelle Julien Kay.
Oui, je vous offrir quelque chose.
Avec plaisir.
Mr. Kay would like another drink. Qu'est-ce que vous prenez?
Manhattan. Try Manhattan on the rocks.
Yes, sir.
You speak English?
You speak English.
She fooled me.
What do you mean?
I still don't understand.
Understand what?
Who I am.
How many languages do you speak?
5 or 6.
Plus the international language. How much would you charge me?
Après Mink Deville sur la BO de Hardcore, Lauren Hutton et Richard Gere en plein flirt ou négociation pour American Gigolo de Paul Schrader. Sorti en 1980, le film fait du playboy de Los Angeles, au dressing de folie, une star et de son metteur en scène, un réalisateur bankable à Hollywood. Pour l'aider à casser la baraque, il a fait appel à Giorgio Moroder, un faiseur de tubes mais nouveau venu dans la musique de film. Un fonctionnement qui permet au cinéaste de tirer le meilleur de ses compositeurs. Schrader et Moroder doubleront la mise pour La Féline, Cat People, avec une chanson signée Bowie, Paul Schrader, au micro de certains MFIP.
Giorgio Moroder, because I was trying to get a Euro sound, feel like Los Angeles. So I used Giorgio Armani and Der Hitmeister. He made hits, you know. He did the Blondie song, Call Me, did the David Bowie song, Putting Out Fire. I have always tended to hire composers who haven't done much work in the movies. Two reasons for that. Anybody who's composed scores for 30 or 40 films knows all the answers. He knows exactly how to do it. But if you get somebody from rock and roll, electronic music, disco, who hasn't done a score before, you have then the chance of them something that hasn't been done before. Second reason is they work cheap because they're trying to get a name for themselves in the film business. So for a score, you know, they'll do it for next to nothing just to establish themselves.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I feel dizzy.
Jesus, you're burning up. Come on, I get you something.
Oh, no.
Come on. I don't bite.
I don't want to keep this on anymore. It's putting up my hair. Thank you.
That'll reduce the temperature.
No, it's done already. I just need some food and I'm alright. What about you? You want to have some dinner with me? I'm hungry.
See these eyes so green. Stare for a thousand years, colder than the moon. It's been so long. Feel my blood enraged. It's just the fear of losing you. Don't you know my name? Well, you've been so long, and I've been putting out fire.
We'll
手紙は読んだな。
はい。
いいな、君たち3人は生き残るんだ。
でも覚悟はできてます。
いや、手紙にはっきり書いたように、総監にもしものことがあってはならない。君たちの任務は総監を無事にお返しすることなんだ。これは我々の決めたことだ。総監には何の関係もない。
でも先生。
みんないいな。
はい、はい、
よし、じゃあ行こう。
Then I went to Phil Glass. I knew I was going to have a very complex structure, and I needed something to unify the structure. And he had done three biographical operas, one on Einstein, one on Egerton, and one on Gandhi. So I thought I would approach him to do this as an opera, which is what he did. So he composed the score without seeing any of the film, just reading the script. And then I edited the film to his score, but I changed it a lot. And at which point I played it for him and I said, Phil, you know, this is going to upset you because I've really cut your score to pieces. But this works for picture. And he listened, he said, okay, I get it. So he rescored it then based on that. And then it was performed by orchestra.
Paul Schrader expliquant dans Certains Lemfibes que pour son film sur Mishima, il avait choisi Philip Glass pour unifier un travail biographique assez complexe. L'idée, c'était de composer pour le film comme pour un opéra. Défi relevé par le compositeur, cependant, au cours du montage, Schrader découpe et arrange profondément la musique. Rien de sacré au nom de la cohérence du film. Glass s'interroge, puis voit le résultat et donne un oui enthousiaste au charcutage de son œuvre, joué ici par le Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
We got 20 minutes.
You look terrific.
I look respectable.
Did we ever fuck?
What?
You know, make love.
Well, there was that Christmas party. Everybody got so stoned and...
No.
No. You came over and crashed at my place once and we slept together.
We were naked.
Mm-hmm. We tried.
I was thinking about it and I realized we never really did. It's one of the things I think about. One of the things I look forward to. I've been looking forward.
Me too. Strange how things work.
All our eyes have seen you. All our arms embrace. All that live and breathe. Each beloved face. Standing at the door. The book is open wide. Now I seal my fate. Now I step inside.
Un extrait de Light Sleeper à l'instant avec Susan Sarandon et Willem Dafoe, l'un des acteurs fétiches et fidèles de Paul Schrader. Avant une masterclass au Forum des Images à Paris, le réalisateur s'est confié à certains Lemfip sur la place de la musique au cinéma et sur un film peu connu en France, Light of Day, avec John Jett et Michael J. Fox, mais qui aurait dû voir les débuts de Bruce Springsteen à l'écran, un projet qui ne se fit pas mais dont le boss tira un disque qui cartonna. Paul Schrader.
I had written a script called Born in the USA. And Bruce was at that time thinking about being in a movie. And I went down to Freehold and then we talked about it. 2 months later, John Landis, who manages him, called me up and said, you know, Bruce isn't really comfortable letting somebody have control over his artistic output. Because when you work in a movie, you're not the boss. I said, fine. I went on to Tokyo, and I was in Shibuya in a record shop, and I saw this album, Born in the USA. I said, wow, that looks familiar. So then I came back, and I wanted to make this film, Born in the USA. I called up his manager, and he said, I'm glad you called, because Bruce was just talking about you the other day. And he really feels bad, and he wants to have dinner with you. And so we met in Los Angeles, and he said, look, you know, I never read the script. But it was on my coffee table, and it was on there for almost 2 months. And I was writing this song called Vietnam. And I knew that Vietnam wasn't the right title for it, because it was too political title. And I kept passing the script, seeing this goddamn title, it stuck in my head. So I stole it. I'm sorry. And he said, if you want the song for your movie, I'll give you the song, Born in the USA.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spat and half your life.
treatment. She needs a doctor. Where's the telephone?
Oh, it's been disconnected.
Disconnected?
Well, we're going away.
What? You must know a doctor.
Yeah? Go and fetch a fucking doctor! She's very ill!
No need to shout.
She'll be fine. Mary understands. You understand too, don't you? You understand. You do understand, don't you?
Don't you know where you are? Get up!
What do you want?
I'll show you what we want. I'll show you. I'll show you.
From these people.
La fin de Comfort for Strangers, étrange séduction en VF avec Helen Mirren, Natasha Richardson, Rupert Everett et Christopher Walken, un carré amoureux et vénéneux qui se joue à Venise au son d'une magnifique partition d'Angelo Badalamenti. Paul Schrader pour certains Lemfip.
Comfort for Strangers is very much in the vein of Puccini, very operatic, and he won the BAFTA award for it. And the idea was to do this lush romantic score for this very decadent film. And also to do a Eastern score. So it's a mixture of Puccini and Turkish music. So, you know, you're always looking for somebody to do something different. Most movies, music serves very little good purpose. It just keeps you from thinking. It tells you how to feel all the time. Feel happy, feel sad, laugh here, cry here. And I hate that kind of music. I want music that makes you try to connect the musical emotions with the story emotions. And this is the opposite of what film music does.
Thank you.
just like my films do not have a uniform style. Some are very fluid and beautiful. Some are really harsh. Some are frozen. The same thing is true for the music. And at some point, when you're in pre-production, you start hearing music.
Sorge il sole, perché indugiano ancora, è una commedia, lo so, ma questa angoscia eterna mare,
Callas chante Tosca de Puccini, l'un des airs préférés de Paul Schrader pour conclure certains LEMFIP. Pour prolonger le plaisir, vous pouvez réécouter et podcaster cette émission sur FIP.fr et vous rendre au Forum des images jusqu'au 2 février pour vous glisser dans la tête de Paul Schrader, revoir ses films, ceux qu'il aime et l'ont inspiré. Ne manquez pas le 31 janvier prochain ce cours de cinéma La discothèque de Paul Schrader par Thierry Jousse, une rencontre gratuite avec le cinéaste dans la limite des places disponibles. Merci beaucoup à Diana Odile Lestage du Forum des images pour avoir organisé cet entretien. La semaine prochaine, le premier volet de notre émission consacrée à Jean-Luc Godard à l'occasion de l'hommage qui lui est rendu à la Cinémathèque française en ce moment.
Regarde, ça me va bien, non?
Non, moi je te préfère avec les cheveux blancs.
Moi je te préfère sans chapeau et sans cigare.
C'est pour faire comme Dean Martin dans Some Game Running.
Oh là là, je me marre.
Quoi?
Je sais pas si tu veux faire comme Dean Martin, mais en tout cas, tu fais comme l'âne, Martin.
Qui est-ce?
Tu connais pas les aventures de l'âne Martin?
Non.
No, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!